Well, Luke, a fantastic start for England, and for you personally, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? Or maybe just one run better.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get 100, but waking up this morning, you know, if someone had offered me that, then I'd have snapped their hands off. And, you know, the most important thing, we got a big win there and definitely confidence booster. You know, we knew these are going to be very dangerous and, you know, we put in a great performance there.
And coming in at 0-1, getting the score you did in the end was a fantastic effort.
Yeah, it was. You know, we're actually aiming towards somewhere sort of 160 on that wicket because it was a bit of variable bounce as it showed when we bowled on it. But, yeah, you know, in the end, a couple of lads came in and smashed it as well. So, yeah, it was a great target to get.
And are you enjoying the responsibility of batting at number three for England in this form of cricket?
Yeah, I love being at the top of order. You know, over the last year, I've opened for Sussex for a long time. So opening the three are very similar. So it's great to have that responsibility. And, you know, I'm just loving playing back with England. And I just want to keep trying to help England win games.
I was going to say, because you had a period out of the side. I mean, were you starting to think you weren't going to get back in, that you weren't going to have nights like tonight?
Oh, I think there's always a little bit of doubt there. I think that's why going to sort of Australia and scoring runs there and going on gave me that belief that I could get back and to really work on my game and, you know, hopefully I feel like I've come back a better player.
And how important is it, the fact you've played so much 2020 cricket, as you say, all over the world for all these various leagues?
Well, I think it's crucial. You know, you're learning off different players. You know, I was playing with some Australian internationals. You're playing in South Korea with their internationals as well, and then IPL with all different people around the world. So you're always talking and learning, and, you know, you can't really buy that sort of experience. So hopefully I'm trying to put it in my game, and, you know, fingers crossed I can keep doing it during this tournament.
So go on, it's the last over. You're just a few runs away from your 100. What are you thinking?
Thinking how tired I was, to be honest. One of those things, you know, another bit of bat on one of the other balls, but as I say, you know, I'd have snapped a hand off to be 99 not out at the end of the day.
And England through to the next stage already?
Yeah, obviously that was crucial. We knew that would be the case if we won tonight, but, you know, we all watched the game against India and we saw how dangerous these guys were. You know, and to be fair, everyone has had full respect for them, and I think the lads showed at the end how dangerous they can hit the ball, which is why it was a great effort to bowl them out for 80-odd or whatever it was.
And finally, even though you threw, you want to keep the momentum going against India on Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, it's crucial. You know, 2020 cricket is all about momentum. You know, that's one thing we found when we won it last time. We got into a rhythm and we got that confidence going, and people knew what they were doing and where they were doing. And, you know, the sooner we can get that and keep it going, then the more confidence it breeds in the team.
Well played today.
Thank you.